פרק ג' בויה סעיף עין חס. חששות בריאה בסקית תה. The buyer from בויה when you got a tea bag. המייכין תמצית תה מערב שבת על זה שנועזים וקהילי כמה סקיות תה. ומערה עושה עליהם מים רויסחים. השוי בשבת לארץ זה תמצית מנקלי, כאן שכמות התמצית מרובה, והיא מעל גבע הסקיות, כאילו שאיני מורבס בעלים כלל. If one person has got tea which he prepared before Shabbos, he poured it over hot water on tea bags and he made himself tea before Shabbos. He's allowed to go and pour out the tea essence from the kli which has got the tea inside it. If you got a lot of water, got a lot of juice. And the bags underneath, the tea bags underneath, because given she'ainu morevet ba'alim klal, because the top part is not joined up altogether and mixed up with the tea leaves which are at the bottom. The top half of the jug, which has got the tea inside it, is not considered mixed. Therefore, there's no problem to go and pour off the top part of the tea essence. Given she'oz, אבל כאשר נשארה רק כמות מועטת של תמצית, שוב אין לארץ התמצית מהכלי, כי משחוז מערי גם את התמציות שבתוך השקיות, ותמצית זו מורבת בעלים שבשקית התחתי, ומסתננים מהעלים על זה ענייה, אשר הוא משמש כמסננת, מה זה כבויה בכלי. לכן יש להקפיד לא יצא את השקיות התי מהכלי באפשר. If one gets to the place in this jug, which the tea essence is on the level from the tea bag. Therefore, if you take out now the tea essence from the bags, what you're doing, you're taking out the juice which is inside the tea which is inside the tea bag. Taking it out from the tea bag is considered boyer bikli. Why? Because the tea bag is is made in a certain way that the tea leaves will stay inside it, and the juice comes out of it. So it's called a kli. So what you're doing? You're doing boyer bikli. Even if you're going to do oichum mitzvah ksilas, you're going to take away the tea essence from the tea bag. Even if it's considered oichum mitzvah ksilas, you're not allowed to do that. Because you're taking out with a kli. You're letting the kli go and stop the tea leaves falling, and you're taking out the juice from it. Therefore, it's considered boyer bikli. You're not allowed to do that. Therefore, one should take out the tea bags before Shabbat. Ein Tess. Vim lo yoitzi es a sakiyot b'fnei Shabbat. Be'ev Shabbat. Bo lo yoitzi b'fnei Shabbat. Otsu le na'e es a sakiyot l'acha shoitziyo. Oy la shoy so ba've amano shatam tzir shubitzicho t'inah. Lekli v'ayza boya. If one didn't take out the tea bags before Shabbat, then one can do it in a way. One takes it out and puts it in a plate. Or in any other place. In the dustbin even. But it's nice that when you go and take it out on top of the kli, you shouldn't go and wait and shake it off. You shouldn't wait, also not that it should go and sieve itself out or shake it off, because then you are interested in using the tea bag in order to go and take away the juice from the tea leaves. Therefore, you're doing a maisa from boyo bikli, that if you hold it on top of the cup, then on top of the cup or the top of the jug, what you're doing, you're waiting till the juice goes out, and you're waiting till the juice goes separated. It's separated from the tea leaves. That's not okay. You're doing boyer bikli. That's not allowed to be done. The im einem mishayes asakit elavak noit lo lachut ha'izamut ha'av shemenatzis tipis metech asakit kiven shasinu nasu me'ilo v'ei ha'ora. He says like this. If one doesn't take it out and wait on top of the cup or on top of the jug, one takes it out and puts it straight away in a plate or in the garbage, then one's allowed to do that. Why? Because one's not interested now in separating. You're not interested in separating. You're not interested in separating the water from the tea leaves when it's on top of the cup. You're not interested in separating. Why? Because you're interested in just putting it away. to put it away is not no problems altogether. The whole problem is only when you're interested in separating the top part of the tea leaves from the water which is going to drop off. That then it's got a problem. That's the only problem is when you hold it on top of the cup and you go and shake it, or even if you don't shake it, just hold it till it drips. That you're not allowed to do. If you don't do that, you do straight away, you put it in the cup, then you're not interested. Now it should go and drop off. Therefore, it is allowed to be done. But on this, it is a sakit bekaf, kadesh lo yover lechlal tos. It's better in order to go and take it out the tea bag with a spoon, which takes out with it the juice. Therefore, you've got no problem from boil altogether. That is much better. But if you can't do that, then you should do it without waiting in the air. If we'll learn about later on that there's no problem when it is in the water itself. In the water itself, you don't have this problem from changing places. We'll learn about it soon that the tea bag, while it is in the cup, it's got no problems from boya. From putting it from one side to the other side, it's got no problems from boya. The problem from boya is only when you take it out of the cup. We'll learn about that later on, Be'ezus Hashem. He says if you've got a few tea bags together, then you don't only have a problem from the tea essence which comes out from the bag. You have a problem that the tea bags are mixed with the essence which are around it. Therefore, even if you want to take out the tea bag without going and shoving, taking out the water from what is in the tea bag, without having the problem from the water which is in the tea bag, you've got a problem from the water around the tea bag. Therefore, if you've got a problem from the water around the tea bag, it doesn't help you taking out the tea bag. Therefore, what you have to do, you have to take it out with a spoon which comes out with the water with it, then you won't have the problems altogether. Let's go further. He does say in footnote that one should not use the swab which we said before from Shlomo Zalman, that if the bread which is made always to do straight away before one eats, like he wants to explain the Chazan Ish, who explains why you're allowed to use a teapot which has got a sieve inside it, because it's always done straight away before one eats, says Shlomo Zalman, if so, also, a tea bag may be considered a brayer with not a kli. Maybe the tea bag is not considered a kli because it's always done straight away before one eats. But of course, then if so, then it won't be a hetzer to use it a long time before one eats. According to that's what the svar from Shlomo Zalman he said in order to explain the Chazon Ish. But a lachal ma'isa, one doesn't use a tea bag on Shabbos in a way that you're going to do boya. Hey Aleph. Hamechin tamtzit tei b'shabbos. Ba'ofen hamotar kigen shenitzen sakiyot tei b'mayim she'en ayat seledes b'mayim. If a person wants to go and prepare tea essence on Shabbos, tea for himself on Shabbos, for the tea bag. In a way, there's no problem from Bishul. It's not yad seledes. The water is cold. The water is lukewarm, not hot. Then one's allowed to do it on Shabbos if the water is not hot. Motar le'nayis a sakit b'toch ha'mayim. He says one's allowed to go and turn and mix the bag inside the water. And it doesn't have a problem from boya. Now that's the thing which one has to understand. So we said before, to go cold as long as the bag is inside the water is not a problem from boya, even though you are changing places. And when you change places it comes that other water goes into the bag and this water changes and goes out, it's got no problem. Why has it got no problem? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that if you've got tea leaves in a tea sieve, like tea sieves which one puts on a cup, tea leaves in a tea sieve, which is put on a cup and one pours in water. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even though when you put in water into the tea, into the sieve, you're going to have the water coming out with paste from tea. says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do that on Shabbat. Because we say the water went in clear and comes out clear. That it got a bit of a taste, it doesn't disturb it. Even though in the middle it got mixed up with the teeth, it started before it got mixed up and it goes out without getting mixed up. I mean, before it wasn't mixed. Afterwards it's not mixed. What happens in the middle, we don't say it happened something which is enough kosher to go and call it boya, because it only got color, only got a bit of taste. So if so, if it says in the Shulchan Aruch like that, the same thing is a tea bag which is inside water. One's allowed to go and change its place from one place to the other place, because what you're doing like the sieve which the Shulchan Aruch says. It water comes in and water goes out. It gets a bit of taste in between. It's not considered you're doing a Maisa Breya with that.